We're learning laws of Pesach, learning a little bit about Bedika. The question is, what is the reason why we search for Chametz? So in this we have a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of the Sefer Pesachim. Rashi tells us that the reason why we're Bodkin is Shlo Yabor Lo B'Balyira B'Yamatze, which apparently the purpose of doing the Bedika is to remove oneself of the biblical prohibition of having any ownership of chametz. Therefore, this is the reason why one does bedika. It's a Torah obligation. On this, Tosfos asks the question, Bekashluri, Kivan Ditzarech Bittel, the truth is, we also need to nullify any of the chametz that we had, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. Kedei Omer, as it says in the Gemara in Davov, Habodik Tzarech Shevatel, even after you search for your chametz, you also have to nullify any of the chametz that you are aware of, chametz that you're not aware of, do both the next morning. To remove oneself of the Torah prohibition of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, all you need to do is bittel. You don't have to search anything. All you have to do is just, you can have your house filled with chametz all over the place. And midiraisa, if you just bittel believe, you say all this stuff is hefker, it's ownerless, you are no longer violating the Torah prohibition of owning chametz, because it's not mine. So my hitzricha chamim bedika. So the Gemara says, so why do we need to do the search, kolal at all? So vanila read the afal gav ditzagi bebitul ba'alma. Even though technically one removes themselves this Torah problem, hichmir chachamim livdok. Our sages tell us that we should go strict and also do a bedika, in order to do the bedika as well as levira, and afterwards to destroy it, to burn it the next morning. Shoyavul achar. So a person does not come to eat it. So even though a person does, you could technically remove yourself of the Torah problem of owning chametz, of bal yirah bal yimatzeh, by just doing bittel chametz, but practically speaking, if you have some cake over there, you have some delicious chametz, it's a very good chance you're going to eat it if it's around. And therefore, the chachamim who are concerned that a person may end up doing that, they said it's better that you should also get rid of it by doing bedika. But we find clearly Tosfos is contradicting the words of Rashi, that the bedika is merely rabbinic, it's the rabbanon. So on this, the Ran, right over there, also discusses this, and he finds some type of compromise between the two opinions. He says, the Ran says that either bittel or the bedika is enough to remove yourself of this Torah prohibition. That's what he says. Klemmer, Oba bedika, Oba bittel, the bedika chuda, Nami Mahani. If a person does the bedika only, you've also removed yourself of the araisa. And therefore, it's possible that Rashi is not really saying anything wrong. In other words, in fact, the way that we do the order is the first thing we do is the bedika. And therefore, in order to remove oneself of the chametz, we do this search. And by taking the chametz and thereafterwards burning it, that removes you of the prohibition of Bayirah Bayimatzeh, which Rashi is saying is the araisa. Neither Rabbanan, or the other way around, doing the other thing, if you would also do the bittel, which is also necessary, we do both, that will alleviate the issues of the Rabbanan, of the rabbinical enactments as well. So that's the first discussion about what is bedika, the concept of it being Torah law or rabbinic. Now the question is, where does one search? The Mishnah, also the very beginning of Pesachim, the very first Mishnah, tells us the Orlar Ba'aser Boidkin Eselchametz Lorner, that you're supposed to search with a candle. We discussed yesterday the symbolism of what is an or, why or haner, why specifically a candle, not by the sunlight or the moonlight. Kol Makom She'en Machnitzin Bo Chametz, Ein Tzarech Bedika. You don't have to search every single place. You only have to go for places in which there potentially was chametz. And this is codified by in the Shulchan Aruch as well. He says that it's necessary to be boidi kom komo sheish lochush, shem achnisu behem chametz. You have to check all places, maybe chametz went in. He says all rooms, as well as aliyot, upper chambers, srichim bedika, shepa'amim adam nichnas behem pita biyado. Maybe you walked in one day carrying a piece of bread, you weren't paying attention, you left a piece of bread over there, probably doesn't look too good now, but nonetheless, it's chametz, and therefore you have to check those areas. However, he says, oitzres yayin. However, let's say you have storehouses of wine, places in which you would never bring wine, any chametz, ein srich bedika. It's not necessary to do a bedika. So the first thing, clearly, that bedika's chametz is not the same thing as spring cleaning. There's certain areas in which you do not have to clean, and it's not necessary because there's no chametz. Often they use the example of, you know, of like ceiling fans. You people climbing up to get all the dust and scrubbing the outside of their windows. There's no chametz there. You don't have to worry about those things. People do it anyway, but clearly there's certain areas which just do not need to be cleaned, or because there's no chametz there, but was there. On the other side, the Mordechai explains. He says, "V'kivud l'chud l'tzagi." The person who just sweeps their house also is not enough. The Dilma Mishtachach Baguma Kinisa Hasam. He says it's possible that by sweeping you may not get every crack and crevice. You have to make sure to clean the house thoroughly, and to search everything. And therefore it's not just enough to do a regular cleaning, but you have to check places in which maybe you would not have thought to have checked. Now, based on this discussion whether or not chametz is derabbanan or derais or rabbinic or Torah law, there is a discussion what happens if you are not sure. You're not sure if there's chametz. So in the case of safek, we sometimes say safek derabbanan l'kula, that we go lenient. However, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, let's say you put 10 pieces of bread and you only find 9 of them, which is a problem. So in that case, it's necessary for you to do another bedika, even though there maybe is a chance that it was carried out by an achbar, a mouse or something, which is the Gemara gives those examples. Nonetheless, one has to do another bedika. If afterwards you can't find it, then you have no choice but to mevatel the chametz that you have. Last thing I want to discuss is the use of a candle versus a flashlight. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Ches discusses the use of a torch. It says that v'avukalo, that you're not allowed to use a torch for a bedika. And it gives numerous reasons in the Gemara. It says one of the reasons is that enu yochel lachniso l'choirin l'satin. It says that the purpose of doing the bedika with small candles is so you can go into small areas. But if this huge torch, you're not going to be able to go into these small areas, these cracks and crevices. Clearly, when it comes to a flashlight, this seems to be an issue. Rav Zvid Oimer, ze oiro lefana v'ze oiro l'charev. He says that the way that a torch works is it does not project the light toward the source, and therefore it's not going to be able to produce the same amount of light as if you would have just a single wick, a candle. Rav Papa Oimer, high boyus, v'hai lo boyus. The other issue is one, you're afraid, one, you're not afraid. Because you have a little candle, so you can guide it around. You're not afraid you're going to cause a fire. However, when it comes to a torch, it's very possible you may cause a fire. And therefore, you're not going to do a thorough bedika. And then finally, the fourth reason the Gemara says why a torch is not accepted. Ravina Oimer, Hai Mashach, Nahira Vahai, Miktaf, Iktufe. He says that when it comes to a candle, it brings forth a very clear light. However, when it comes to a torch, it flickers continuously. So therefore, again, you're not going to get a very nice bright light. So the question was asked by Shimon Zalman Auerbach, what is the halacha when it comes to the use of a flashlight? So he says that most specifically when we're dealing with, let's say, an automobile, which is the question that he was asked, he says, L'chadchila yivdekena or l'arba asar. He says it's preferable that a person should use a flashlight in that situation, al yedei panas, through the means of a flashlight. And he says, she'ein livdok b'ner, it's something which is very difficult to examine the let's say in the back underneath your car seat with a candle. She'esh livdok al yadu kiroi mechshash sreifa. Says there's a concern that it may cause a fire. And therefore, under certain circumstances, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach certainly matters. Even L'chadchila says that flashlights are acceptable. And therefore, in the event that a person is concerned of a fire hazard, then flashlights are acceptable.